Blog Talk Radio.
Real niggas do real things. One time for Grand Hustle, one time for D4L, one time for T.I. and Shawty Low. Nigga, them crackers want y'all to kill each other, but we get money and I ain't no nigga. It's the boss.
Shout out to Biggie the Rouse,
nigga. The Chim Nigga. And I fell in love with this shit at the Ozone Awards. I can't lie. Money. Young L.A., I see you, nigga. Rouse. If I'm looking at you crazy, I might punch in your shit. Fuck it, you can sue me too, cause I'm bucking in this bitch.
Yeah.
Got a new car and my tag all paper. Black duffel bag in the back, hit a small caper. Ain't I? The richest that you seen us fall. Pulling bitches up in club groups, you fuck them in the car. But it never fails, even though I'm blowing L's. Baby mama say she smell the pussy off in my Chevelle. Ain't I? The flies that you seen us fall. Fendi coat, set awards, F's blowing. In the dog, screaming fuck y'all with my bottles in the air. Bitch looking at my bracelet, recession over where. Much love to Big G, Zone 3 edge hangers. Young L.A., Triple C gang bangers. Much love to Big G, Zone 3 edge hangers. Young L.A. and them Triple C gang bangers.
Ain't I let that hoe you sweat? Ain't I call you won't? 40 on my wrist, bought it straight out of the raw report. See me on the raw report. I'm the next millionaire. Made a killing in the trap. Have my niggas stealing, niggas stealing, that they killing here. Prove it, I can't tell it's beat. MMG, a.k.a. the DuPont. Registry, human cash register. She begging, I ain't calling back. Bumblebee Corvette, Ralph Slimmy bar that. Ain't that Gucci head to toe, ain't triple season next to blow. You ain't want a problem, motherfucker, what you said it for? I'm the one to call your bluff, call your pussy to your mug. Call me head buster, you ain't fucking bitch, cut a rug. I don't need another friend, hey, day another band. Looking like a million cash version, welder on my skin. And I posted in the hood with all the ice on. Straight thug, nigga, till the Lord turn my lights on.
And I buy drug mini and I skinny as my ties. On a ride like I got a legal license for my fire. Ain't I fresher than a pack of swishes, colder than a diamond rolling. When it come to collecting and folding money, ain't I that nigga that never had. Ain't my AK my better half. Don't I stunt with the stun and sell dope to the dealers. Steal from the robbers and go robbing with the killers. Ain't I the motherfucking problem, ain't I wrong? I'm knocking niggas off when I get on. Blocking my blessings, cocking out Western at the same time. Checking rocks at the chain gang while my chain rain. Nigga. MMG, nigga. Triple C's. Go.
Yeah, First Fan Radio, man, in the building, man. Y'all know how it's going down. Before I jump it off, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go around the board. First Fan Radio, we in the building. Y'all know it's going down. Before we jump this off, we're going to go around the board so the whole everybody know who they dealing with on the First Fan level. I'm going to set it off. It's your boy, Illward. Chill, Jizzle. So.
And your boy, Syke, you know what I mean? Syke for Sour. He up in the building with y'all.
Know that.
Oh, you listen to
Spotify. And my little nigga Flyboy in the building, too. So it's going down, man.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. Now, look, man, for tonight, man, yeah, I don't know if y'all know what's going down or not, man. But tonight,
yeah,
we got FML artist on the show tonight promoting. Exclusive mixtape hosted by DJ Lazy K.
Big move. That's big move.
You know what I mean? And promoting the joint Filthy Clean. You know what I'm saying? We're going to welcome to the show, man.
SKJ.
Hi.
All right.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Hey. What's up?
Yep.
You.
Okay.
Stop. Can you hear?
I'm having such a bad connection. You know what? I'm so sorry, but I'm like on my cell phone and this connection is horrible. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You
hear. We can hear you perfect. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I got you guys. What's up, though?
All right, that's good. All right, there we go. Well, you know, what's up is you're on this new mixtape that's about to drop. Before we get started, SKG, my mother, you know, I'm running around the board one time so you know who's talking to when you're talking to him. This is your brother, Cody Elwood. I'm in the building with
Chill Jizzle, the CEO.
And our third hard way nigga.
You know, Cypher Sour. You know what I mean? The triangle offense. We here.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. We about to hop into this
interview.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. Okay. Well, you got the, well, you know, I got, like, different personalities. I don't know if they told you. So, like, today you got, like, the Ghetto Fabulous SKG. Some days I'm the white girl SKG, but today I'm, like, super Ghetto Fabulous. All right?
Okay. We like the super Ghetto Fabulous.
Yeah. On this side, keep it that way, please.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But what's up, though?
Hey, man, you know, we about to hop into this this mixtape that you got dropping. Now, I'm hosted by Lazy K, Heavy DJ.
Yeah.
Now, how that collab will come about, you know what I mean?
Like, my homeboy Ant hit up Lazy K, a murder, and you know what I'm saying? Was like, SK need a mixtape posted. You know, we all in the streets like that. And Lazy K just was like, it's all good. So we made it do what it do when the mixtape came about. And, you know, we really pushing it from the west to the east.
So
we just getting
mm-hmm.
popping right now.
Oh, that.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Now, little bottom-up movement. Okay, you respect that.
But for those that don't know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I'm going to ask you this, SKG, you know what I mean? You originally got your professional start from Death Row Records CEO Mary Sugar Knight.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about at that age?
Big move.
Well, I was, like, super young. I came in the game super, super young, and I'm still in my 20s, but I came in when I was, like, 14 years old, 15. And my friend was working over at Death Row Records, and he slid my demo to him and should find me. And, you know, I was on a roster from there on out, and I was doing my thing. And I stayed over there until, like, 2004, and, you know, I left looking for a better future, and I've just been grinding ever since.
Yeah. Are you and Suge still I mean, you still reach out to him right now and then?
Hell no, that's that fuck. I don't reach out to him. Hell no, no, no. I do me. I don't reach out to nobody. I do what SKG do. You know what I'm saying? I be out here grinding. I be making it happen. I do what I do. You know, like, I don't have time to dick ride no shit. I'm out here getting money and making moves. You feel me? Like,
and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
All these other rappers, they be trying to do that shit, dick riding. I don't got time for that shit. If it ain't talking dollars, it ain't making no sense. And I'm not finna be no broke rapper sitting in no studio making a bunch of songs. That's not my get down. So I'll be out here doing me. You know, should do him, and that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel that. We can do that. Now, hey, tell everybody about SAGflavor.com.
Well, that's one of my websites. I got, like, 6 websites, but SKGflavor, FLAVA.com, that's my website, you know, and it just got my bio, my music, videos, things I've done. But my new website that I'm really pushing is FemaleRapperSKG.com, and that's just basically my website, you know, showcasing a lot of new material that I have coming out. I have a song on the radio right now called I Miss You. It just hit radio, so I'm pushing that one real hard right now. And you can find both of them on my website.
What's up? That's what's up. Now, I'm looking at the mixtape cover here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm trying to figure out if this is the Ghetto Fabulous, you know what I mean, SKG.
No, you know, that's like the turned down. That's not the Ghetto Fabulous. That's like the kind of turned down white girl, shy girl, SKG. You know, right now you got the super turned up, what it do, go so far, SKG. So, you know.
That's what's up. Now, you and Spider look real tight?
Yeah, that's my homeboy. That's folks, you know, all day, because he a real nigga. He ain't like these other watered-down, fake-ass niggas. He's a real one, you know. So, all day,
shout
that's
out.
My folks.
Loke was cracking, homeboy.
Yeah, that's my
boy. What's some of the collabos that you've been working on, you know what I'm saying, besides Spider Loke, you know what I mean? And
well, people. I got some more mixtapes dropping. I got a mixtape with DJ Sense from the affiliates. That mixtape is about to come out May 21st. Then I got my mixtape with me, 40 Glock, and DJ Who Kid. That's, I don't have a release date for that, but it'll be in a couple of months. Demi and DJ Khaled's supposed to do a mixtape. And then I got a mixtape dropping with DJ Spring. And then it'll just be all my singles dropping and shit, you know?
Yeah, see, now, money, see, you all busy and everything. That's what it is. I like that. In fact, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got to start hearing more, you know what I mean, female artists out there.
Oh, no doubt.
Like,
no doubt.
Because this is what I hate about the industry, man. Like, there's so many raw female MCs out there, man. We ain't just keep, I'm going to just say on the air, man, you know what I mean? Nicki Minaj is cool with me, man, but she got to do something else, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm like Nicki Minaj and all that. You know, like, she do her thing or whatever, and I think that she just bought some, you know, like, something new that wasn't on the scene. But, I mean, you know, to each his own, like, everybody out here grinding, I think that she did something different. You know, like, that everybody else ain't doing. Everybody don't want to hear about sex. And, you know, she just did something different. I do agree with you. Like, she needs to do, you know, something else because now that's getting played out. But she did sell a meal,
yeah.
So she's going to
do
down.
Yeah, I'm not saying it like, you know, like, you know, you know, like a hater or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, the industry standard or blueprint on making a female MC, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the wrong one.
Yeah, right.
I just think that even, like, with me, like, it's just hard. I got two things against me, like, I'm a female and I'm from the West, you know, because, like, they don't really be showing West Coast artists love like that. Like, ain't no West Coast artists going platinum and shit. Like, not how Nicki and Drake and all them did that. You know what I'm saying? It don't be like that.
Yeah.
So you just gotta grind extra hard.
Extra hard, yeah, definitely. I can see that.
I can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
The other thing, you actually got to perform alongside Tupac Shakur.
Ooh.
How old was you when you did that? Was that around the time you was younger? Or?
Yeah, I was younger. That's when I did the Until the End of Time album. You know, I had to go up against a lot of female rappers for that. And, like, Interscope didn't even want to take a chance with me because I didn't have a name or whatever. But, I mean, you know, that's that nigga shit. He made it pop, so I was grateful for it. But, I mean, it was a blessing. You know, it was cool.
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, you went, like, you affiliated with the Outlaws and everybody, you know, Edie, Stormy, and all of them?
No, not really. Like, I know Edie and all them, but, you know, like I said, it be so fickle. Like, I just kind of do me. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I just do me. I mean, it is what it is, because these fucking rappers be weirdos and shit. So I just kind of do me. I like to be, no, seriously, like, I like to be around real people. Like, these rappers that really be weirdos, like, I don't know. They try to act so hood, they be bitches. I don't got time for that shit. You know, they try to act hard, yeah. They be in the closet wearing Skittles socks and shit. Don't nobody got time for that.
Skittles, so?
You know what I mean? Well, let me ask you this now. What you got in your deck when you riding around on the West Side?
Wait, say it again.
I said, what you riding around with in your deck on the West Side?
Making that thing
I got two short. I bought two short and
classic.
Shit.
I said, my boy, too shizzy. Too
I got
short.
Luke, man. What else I got? I got Snoop in here.
Who?
Yeah, and I got some oldies. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
And the rest is oldies.
Okay. So.
Who else? All right, check this out. We have a caller on the line. We're going to take your call in just a minute, 267. We in the middle of an interview.
Yeah.
And we kicking with SK Jizzle. Can I call you SK Jizzle or can I call you SK? Which one?
You can call me SK Jizzle, SKG, SK the Hustle Girl, whatever you feel like you need to call me while we on this phone. As long as it ain't disrespectful, my nigga, you can call me
it. We is never going to disrespect you. A fam over here, First Fam Radio.
I'm going to call you SK7 Flat. How about that? All right. That's
another
name you
can do. SK7 Flat, though. Yeah. Now, you ever did any work with 5150 Entertainment?
No, never.
Okay, because we had a person on the show. I guess it was the public. She was
So she says,
but she definitely. But I ain't gonna go there. Order, but she the one who caught this. She was dealing with 40 Glock. I think she was 40 Glock publicist.
Right.
And she bought a chart for him or something like that.
Something in that line.
You know what I mean? She was on the show, though, and she didn't have very much, you know, some nice things to say, you
her
know.
Her credibility is not good here.
To say about who?
She was 40 publicist. She
so
was speaking out. So she said.
So she said.
But, you know, it was not a misrepresentation of him on the show, or if she was supposed to represent him.
Yes.
You know what
she
mean?
Didn't do a good job at all.
That was a couple of shows back. You know, y'all catch that on WeOnTheIndustry.com. Mm.
Yeah.
About
40 Glock?
Yeah, 40 Glock.
Yeah,
from 40
Glock. Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something, okay? 40 Glock is a real one. I don't know who that bird was, but if she didn't represent him right, then shame on old girl. But, I mean, whatever y'all need to know, y'all can ask me, because that's my boy. We holler every day down there, and he's a real one. Like, all these other clowns that try to talk about him, that's not what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Cause,
I got a question for you. Soon as I see you get done, go ahead. Cause I'm going in. I'm asking a question.
Yeah, when she was on the show.
Yeah, I'm saying names and names. fuck that.
She claimed to work with Infamous G at the label.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we just put the name out there, Melissa Cryer. Melissa.
Is that her last name?
Chanel girl, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Melissa. She called herself Chanel or some shit like that.
Don't believe all these birds. But what happened?
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, she claimed to be his publicist, his manager at the time, and she claimed to be Hot Rod or whatever at the time or whatever. And just to make a long story short, she was bad out for both of the brothers, you know what I mean, on this show, you know what I mean, and we didn't understand what the reason would be for or if she was just trying to get attention, you know, some world star shit. I don't know.
It's got ADD.
But anyway, to make a long story short, that's what it was, you know what I mean? We don't really want to promote, you know what I mean, talking about that, you know what I'm saying?
At all.
But she claimed to be married to Tiptoe.
To
Tiptoe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know. Like, I don't even know that whole that if she's married to I just deal with 40, so I don't really know. Me and Tiptoe cool,
okay.
But I don't really know who he's married to and all that, so I can't even speak on that part right there.
Okay. Well, we're moving along.
Anyway,
this
man.
Is
not
SKG.
Now, thing I gotta ask you, are you planning to go with any majors at this point, or are you going to stay independent? You liking the money, being independent?
You know what? I just kind of like the whole independent thing. I know radio, so I know how to do my singles, work radio. I worked for a radio station for like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? I broke artists like Nipsey Hussle and other artists. So my radio game,
shout
I got
out.
That
yeah.
on lock.
Yeah, what up?
I don't like him. I'm in XXL right now. I got the cover of Will's Magazine coming out next month. And you know, like my promo game and all that, I'm good. So I don't even
that's
really need a major right now. You feel me? Because
yeah,
I know
yeah.
what I'm supposed to do in the game. And I like to move at my own steps. I don't like nobody moving me around like a damn puppet. That's my me.
I feel that. I definitely dig
what?
That. You got a quote? Go
nah,
ahead.
She just sound like she.
I like
the way she talking.
Like
for real. And you got your head screwed on all the way right, mama. You sound like you real right with this shit, you know what I mean?
I've been doing it for so long, and I was so young doing it. All these, I'm telling you, you just don't understand. Like, you deal with these motherfuckers. You be in the industry. You be at the studio. You see how they be acting. Like, yo, they be on some real other shit. The shit don't even be wavy like that. They just be on some other shit, and you be like,
yeah. Put it out there.
Nigga.
Put it out what type of shit they be on, ma.
My CEO
just like, oh, my goodness. They just be on some boo-boo shit. Like, they just be so fucking Hollywood. For instance, they be so Hollywood, right? And so fucking broke. And I just be like, dude, like, if you broke and you rapping, nigga, then you hustling backwards. Like, what the fuck? And how, and you trying to be Hollywood. Or, for instance, okay, this one rapper, I cannot say his name because I don't want to name call him like that, but he on the cover
okay.
of XXL, one of the XXL issues that just came out.
Let's call him Suck MC. We just going to refer to him as
Suck
MC.
Okay, so the Suck MC, right, he pop all his tough talking shit. And we was all at Roscoe's eating one time, and me and my homegirl got into it with these fair females, and we had a fight. So while we up there fighting, you know, they look real manly and shit. This rapper is supposed to be so hard. This nigga started running to his car sweating and shit, looking scared. I'm like, yo, what is you doing? Like, nigga, you was just all in the fucking magazine popping up, talking about you down, and you got a hood. Look, don't even say that, dude. Just be like Lupe Fiasco in them. And then you see them again, and they try to act so tough, and it's like, yo, you was just a bitch the other day. Quit playing with trouble, yo. Quit playing with the game. Like, they just be... I can't do it. So I just keep to myself, make my bread, and keep it pushing, dude, because they be on some other shit that I don't have time for.
No, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, at this point, now, I see, hold on, let me make sure I ask you this right now. I might read it wrong, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just looking at my notes right now. Your situation over, you have a release that's coming out on Universal, the debut album, right?
Wait, no. That's pushed to the side right now because that's through my own label. And right now I'm just working my mixtapes and my singles. So we don't have no albums dropping. It's only mixtapes right now.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. You know what I mean? You got to make sure we get a couple of them mixtapes or something.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? A
poster. You can download the mixtapes for free right now. The one with me and Lazy K. You can download.
I get a poster too. You know what I mean?
You sure can.
Yeah, when
it's
we start
all good,
streaming,
you sure can.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a fan already. You know what I'm saying?
And we ain't heard no music yet. Just
I'm,
all the way.
I'm trying to say the music for a second. It's special. Like when I start playing, I'm trying to get everybody into feeling my girl right here.
Doubt.
You know what I mean?
You should go to YouTube and look for my song. I miss you. Like that's a real special song.
I miss you.
Now, is that a poster?
It's about someone that got killed. So put in SKG, I miss you on YouTube, and it should pop up.
Okay, all right, definitely. Now, the other thing is, go ahead, I'm going to let you ask it.
You said a song is about... somebody that died. All right, we gonna move on. A lot of fellas want to know, man. SKG got a man. What's up with SKG on that situation?
Say it one more time.
Said a couple fellas I'm in the studio with trying to find out if SKG is single or.
Oh no, honey. I'm so not single at all by far.
Okay. Single, y'all.
When am I calling? Beating us up and like
she ain't single, y'all. Get away from me.
I got a little pit bull at home, and he be ready to bite, honey.
Oh, shit.
Listen. She got pits, nigga. You can't. No problem with them pits.
Now, what was your influence coming up? Like, who got you to start rapping? Like, you know what I mean? Who influenced? What artists? I mean, it might have been somebody.
I used to look at Salt and Pepper. I used to look at Prince. I used to be real little looking at damn Cool Moe Dee. Like, just looking at just different artists. Like, oh, shit, that's what I want to do, you know? And then, I mean, I put the pen to the paper and start making it happen. I used to, I used to ride raps when I was real young. All the other kids would be outside playing, riding their bikes and shit. I'd be in the house riding raps when my mama thought something was wrong with me because I didn't want to go outside with the other kids. And then, when I got 12, 13, I started catching the bus to the studio. Spend like, I'd be in the studio for 3 days at 13, wouldn't even go home.
I know you were in the studio, but I'm glad you wasn't my daughter. Shit.
Oh, yeah. I was
coming
like,
to kill the whole studio.
Yeah.
13, you were in the studio for 3 days? I'm shooting everybody in.
For 3 days, just putting
out
music, spending the night and stuff, yep.
That's what it is.
Shout out to Prince Kennedy, too. I keep
Once again, Prince Kennedy is a Mexican that's black. Now, you know Mexicans got 80 jobs. A prince is the black Mexican. Hard-working dude, for real. Prince is a hard-working dude, man. I salute dude, man, for real. He know first fan. Well, he fuck with us, and we fuck with him. Prince, what play out?
You know what I mean? Hey, Sike, if I don't know if you want to cross-reference, man, to ask a couple of questions you got.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Before we start getting to the music and all that, man. You know what I mean?
I was just checking around. She had some, she was spitting some raw freestyles, I guess, off her head. Up in her house or something. I was watching that one for a second. You know, I'm just doing a little research, that's all.
Yeah, so if y'all think y'all just doing the interview and we not finding out,
Now what was the first group you was in as a child? First rap group.
Me and my stepsister had a group, but that wasn't really nothing. I mean, I was basically solo for a long time. I've always been solo down there.
We all know how that went.
Yeah.
I mean,
for the other people that was in the group. Sorry.
You ever had anybody in the group after they rap, you know what I mean, you be like this? Like, man, write that shit up.
I know you
do
that.
I need that as a ringtone.
Oh, shit.
How many rappers gave you that sound in the studio with you?
Huh?
I said, how many rappers in the studio you wanted to play that sound on?
A lot.
I know that's right.
Who was the wettest rapper you ever heard in your life?
I'm not going to say that because they're going to be Twittering me.
They wet. Like, I mean, a lot of wet getting that money. Like, for real.
I knew she wasn't going to add that.
She
was like, fuck that.
Nigga, I be Twittering these.
Hey, Twitter is a motherfucker, man. I swear. Right. One little thing, man, the motherfucker
is out there. Tweet. Damn. I just talked to you 1 minute ago. I tweeted already. So, yeah, I can dig it.
Check it out, man. We're going to do a small little break for a second, man, before we come back to the music. Scythe, you know what I mean? Take us into a joint, man, real quick, man.
Boy, Scythe,
y'all want me to go on the tongue for you?
Come on, Super Sour. Get us in there, baby. Get us in that groove.
You know that, man. Hello. Let's go on to somebody she likes but she don't like.
Everybody talk about they balling. Stop. Yeah. We new millennials, bitch.
Yeah.
Silver Spoon Entertainment. We use plastic. Ketchup.
Aye.
Come eat with us a star, baby. That's
aye,
the right.
I step up in the club with my wrist on froze. Big bands on my neck and a big bang bro.
Chopping blades, call him Jackie Chan. Send the bucket seat, fucking naked freak next to me. She say she did that alone. Maybe then fuck with me, the boss hoe. I'ma get you killed in life. I'm gonna be serving me. D doing stunts like literally. Look at G, you don't want no static like stuff. Follow these, reach a hate of mine like celebrity Xavier. Scrubby long beard, nigga Wolverine. Got that X-Man, pop a pill, get your high like G. Funny looking dudes, send my funny looking chrome to. When I whoop your ass black and blue, see all you, body, soldier, bitch, I thought you knew, premeditated with my crimes and
see if it not, you ain't making sense. Keep my leg in, like an escalator in my pants. Keep your ring up, hand in pocket, now stupid run. Got you in the trance, the way my foot be moving to and fro. Not a lean back, with the sun up on strike.
Show me the money, what you write. Either you bluffing or you can't. I'm a scrappy ass nigga, but with mo in the bank. Pick up a drone by the paint. Got me searching for this awesome deal. In the meantime, I be chilling in this awesome field. Don't wanna be that nigga grizzling up his awesome.
Hey yo, Pink Friday, Eminem, 8 Mile. It must hurt to sell your album or PayPal. Especially when you win the game 15-20. You was hot when Shaq teamed up with Penny. Man, you was magic. I mean, look at you now, ho. You just tragic. You a tragedy. You a parody. Last name and first name. Is this stupidity personified? Hey yo, Wang, you want to gully or the Gaza side?
Back, First Fan Radio, you know what I mean? That's a little Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean? Keep the ladies listening, you know what I mean? But what's good with you, you know what I mean? We back.
Hey.
Yeah, you know. We just here, you know, we got to keep the ladies listening in, you know. We don't want to just be biased and play all male stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Question for Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of the Nicki Minaj, a little Kim. Mm. Who you with?
You said who am I with?
Yeah. I know you heard the little battle. You probably ain't gonna be with nobody because you feel me? You're honest too, so you probably ain't with none of them.
Seriously, I'm a fan of other artists. Like, I don't be all that, oh, I'm not a fan because I'm a rapper. That's bullshit. You don't just play music in your car. You play other music, so quit playing with yourself, you know? But that note, I got to go with Lil' Kim just because she's just, Lil' Kim is just raw with it. She's telling how it is.
Yeah.
She is raw.
But this song by Nicki Minaj, right? But this song that we just heard, the song that we just played by Nicki Minaj,
oh, yeah, that one right there, though, she went in. I was personally happy that she went in because Kim kind of went in on her, but Nicki didn't really respond like that. And now that she's responding, it's like, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if one of them say your name, what's going to happen?
Ooh.
I mean, shit, I'll just stay ass back and be happy because they gave me more exposure keeping it 100. I mean, that's just it. I just say ass like that. You know, but, I mean, in all honesty, like right now, though, Nicki Minaj is getting her money, you know, and I mean, it is what it is. And I just think she even paid homage to Lil' Kim and was like, yo, she a fan, but for some reason, Lil' Kim just didn't accept it, you know? I guess it'd be like that, though.
Yeah.
I can dig it. That's up.
What's going on with this song? You did a song with Lil Wayne, too? I see.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? That's a remix that a DJ did, and he shot it to me.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's up. So I don't be with the funnies. That's the remix that a DJ did.
Mm.
That's what's up.
So is that was original.
Yeah.
So, now I got a question I want to ask. Now let me ask you this, right? You and Lazy K, y'all name now?
Say it one more time.
I said you and DJ Lazy K. It seemed like y'all working together. Or something. Y'all a team now?
It's not really a team like that. It's just, you know, we just did a mixtape. I mean, but I'm dealing with a lot of DJs right now. You know, shout out to all the
sure.
DJs. They grind real hard. But
sure.
You know, it was a blessing that she did it for me, you know, because I know that her name is heavy in the industry, and just the fact that she did the mixtape for me was a real big blessing, so I'm happy about that.
Know that. Well, that's what's up, man. But this, now I'm starting to think that this is an industry move here, that you don't want to put anything out there that, you know, it's either a secret, you know what I mean? You just tell us it's a secret, it's cool.
Wait, what? What's the secret?
You and Lazy K, man. It sound like y'all a team, man, to me, man. But you can tell us anything.
She's
cool.
One of the hottest female DJs. So if y'all,
I know,
like,
she is. She is really, like, she is. And she's so nice. So nice. But, no, she just looked out. That's basically it with all the other DJs. They just looking out, just helping me, you know, reach the level I'm trying to reach of success. That's really it.
That's what it's about. Now tell us about your radio show. Because we going to come on your show and fuck shit on up. Now we just messing around.
Shit, man, we coming.
You know what? My radio show is just, you know, basically just about exposing, you know, lies and people and just really just putting it out there with the real, since I know the real on a lot of BS that's putting out in the forefront that it really ain't the truth. But we put the radio show on hold for a minute because I've been so busy grinding with the music, I ain't really had time to do it. So that won't be back
that's
up and running until June.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, we're going to need a favor from you, too, before you cut out of here tonight. You know,
okay.
I mean, we ain't letting you go no time soon, but we're going to need some drops from you.
Yep. Okay. That's what's up. Just let me know what you need.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do your drop? Got a little thing of jid on your phone, too? Or, you know what I mean, you go actually hit the booth and all that stuff?
I hit the booth.
My kind of girl, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we like to hear.
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Your kind of girl?
Yeah. I hit the booth.
Know that.
Not wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what it is. That's definitely what it is.
We doing it.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. As far as a lot of, you know, funny shit going on and everything, is there any... I know you know Professor Griff, right?
Who?
Professor Griff from Public Enemy.
No, I don't know him, but I know of him.
Okay, I'm saying you heard of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's any truth in what he's saying about the music industry and the Illuminati and the devil worship and all that crazy homosexual shit?
He's not the person that put it out, though, right?
What'd you say?
I said, he's not the dude that put the tape out, though, right?
I couldn't hear the last part you said.
Put what tape out? What tape were you talking about? The Exposed?
Yeah, with the Illuminati?
Nah.
He didn't put that out.
Nah.
Oh, okay, so you're saying, do I think the Illuminati is true?
Yeah, if you follow Professor Griff, you probably, you know what I mean? Because he's been making a lot of points about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as
a lot of them niggas gay as
a lot of them gay, they do homosexual rituals to stay power with the higher ups of the ladies and the higher ups above, no?
I mean, you know, I believe anything is possible. I mean, in this world, we got secret societies, you know what I'm saying? So if it's a secret society within the industry, that's just what it is. I mean, if a person's willing to sell their soul to the devil for man-made shit, then that's on them. You know, do I believe it? Sure. I believe anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? But shit, they got to pay the piper. They got to pay that price with God when it's time for them to, you know what I'm saying? Die or whatever they're
going to
do.
Now, would you say the music industry is entirely homosexual? sexual, or would you, you know what I mean, as a female, you know what I mean, just tell me, like, what, what's your look at?
I'll,
you know,
say
I mean?
90%.
Wow.
90%.
Dang.
Homo thug.
Wow.
And you've been around some people, so I can go with that. I can tell you
some people that's gay that will blow your mind.
We don't even do it, baby. Because we know you're trying to do a certain number.
Yeah, we know
you're
trying to talk.
We know,
no, but I'm not. You know what, though? I'm not going to say their name because I don't want them twittering me. But, I mean, on some real
not,
shit.
But not only that. Not only that, it's just they can blackball. You feel me? Like, we ain't with that.
Yeah,
like no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say their name, but it's just to where when you're in the studio with them, it's just like they switch. They just do bitch stuff where you be like, yeah, what the hell? And then they get back in the limelight, and no, seriously, they get back in the limelight, and they're just like back to their little heart roles. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my gay homeboys, because I got a lot of gay homeboys. I love them to death. You know, but they flamboyant, so they out. You know they gay. You know what I'm saying? But the download and in the closet ones, they a hot mess. That's how a lot of black women is catching HIV, too, though.
Oh, my. It is.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Now, Yeah, that is. Now, but there's something, there's a lot of them in the music industry that got that shit on though, too, that's moving around. And
yeah, it is. I heard it is.
We ain't going to say no names on air because I don't want nobody running down on me at the BET Awards shit trying to get shit with their outfit.
You know you be there.
You know, I don't want to whip a bitch ass in the limo, man. That's all.
My nigga,
you
keep
the
truck
thing going,
bitch.
You know what I mean? You catch a young buck at, like, Good Night and Young Buck. Whatever happened between them two, I'm just saying.
Bitch, somebody got that.
I don't
that.
Even know.
You somebody got that. You want to nigga.
You know, but...
Real talk. Look, we're going to keep moving.
Somebody call the bam.
I'm about to bring SKG music to life now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Since, we got to know her a little bit. You rocking with us, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm rocking, but I have to go do something real that's really, really important in the next 10 minutes.
Whenever you got a break out, just let us know. Like, we, you know what I mean? We just need that drop.
Okay, cool. Well, look, just email it to me, and I'll get it over to you guys tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Hey, we're going to throw a joint on. I'm going to take a sidebar, man, so we can go and get all that stuff. You know what I mean? And in the meantime, we're going to have to joint by SK.
What's the first joint we're going to hop into? Because I see a couple joints.
Hold on. I'm about to hear a couple joints.
It should be I Miss You. It should be the song I Miss You.
Is that what you want to introduce right now?
Yeah, that's the song I want you guys to play.
All right, well, introduce it. It's your song. You introduce it. You got that one? You got that one, Big Bro?
Hold on. I'm looking because the only... Hold on.
I don't think she that one.
All we got from this is from Prince.
Oh, we got...
We got a track 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a track 1.
Mm-hmm.
And a track 3.
Mm. We got 5, 1, and 3.
From Prince.
Prince.
I don't know what's...
We don't know
what those are. I don't want to holler them out. You know what I mean? Let's say, you know.
No, just name them. What's the name?
Just
the name. Track 1, 3, and 5. You tell us the name.
This is
did he get it off my mixtape?
I'm not sure. I assume it's so if he did that.
Oh, Prince can't... I don't know. Play it by yourself, and I don't know.
I'm
going to five.
Which one it is?
We start with five.
You said play it by yourself, and
Well, look. I'm gonna take her side, boy. Scythe, man, throw one of the joints on, man.
Whatever, which one you pick, Scythe Sour.
Out of the SKG.
Those ain't even in.
Wow.
Big 5, number 5.
Number 5?
Yeah.
Number 5 it is. Number 5 is. It's going down. Oh, 5 is going down. Number 5.
6, 6, 5.
Falling, blood.
building. Yo, you can talk. If you want to holler, you know what I'm saying? You can hit us up, 917-889-8297. We back in the building, man. Your boy, Ill Wood, CEO Chill Jizzle, and my dude. Sice the Sour. It's going down like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know? Cypher Sour, you with me, baby? Cypher Sour.
I'm here, bro. Okay. What's good with you?
We back, man. First Fan Radio. You know, like I was telling you before, they want to hit us up, 917-889-8297. You know what I'm saying? And we in here. Baby girl had to slide out and do some real important business. You know what I mean? Shout out SKG. You know what I'm saying? She got that mixtape dropping. You know what I'm saying? And I think she's gone. I think, you know, we trying to get some joints. We trying to get some joints by her, but, you know, I don't know what's going on with that deal.
That other track, though, man, the Lazy K, when that one was kind of quick, you know what I mean? That was like a little snippet or some shit.
Yeah, was she bitten on that or she just talking? I caught the tail end of that.
Yeah, she's going to have to send us some more. You know how we do, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, man, shout out to SKG, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that be fucking with us, man, that deal with us on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? That tune in and hit us up, man. Shout out to my nigga, Shane, what up if you listening? Shout out to big bro, Calhoun. Calhoun, what up? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it's regular hood, nigga. Y'all know how we is. My boy Cypher Sour, man. What's going down, baby?
You know that, man. We here.
Dang. Yeah. Can't forget my nigga, Steve Dutter. Wow.
So it's good for tonight, man. How y'all want to do this, man? We got to keep the shit going.
My girl done hung up tonight, so.
I got some real good cameras, you feel me?
I mean, listen, man. I mean, we got some new music from the home team. I would like to play that. We got some new music from the first fan. I heard Cypher Sour. She got it.
Oh yeah. It's up to you, man. Which one you want to go into? Like the duo with him and what you call him? Where you just want to go solo with all y'all?
Let's do that one. Let's do all y'all. Let's do that. First Fan Radio is going down.
This is Sice right here. First Fan Radio. You dig? Tune in Monday through Friday, 9:30 or 11:30. Come get with us. Get left back. Out.
Y'all know what this is, man. It's your boy Illwood. I'm in the building. First Fan Radio. Y'all know how it's going down. Shut down.
What's up, Gutty in the building, man? First Fan Radio, what up, man? We got that 69, man. Y'all better hang with me, man. Tune in.
Yo, what up? Wigs, prepping for First Fan, you know what I mean? Keeping it real and doing what we do best.
Yeah. Each and every day, y'all. I flip flows like acrobats in a circus. People looking at me on my circumference, I keep them nervous. Devils checking and hissing and people listening. Bitches is bitching, but then again the kitchen's in the kitchen. Still need cleaning, I'm pulling myself through semen. My knowledge of self, have me seeing demons in my... Hold up, what the fuck? Yo, I switch up the style, be like Chuck. Niggas wanna buck when they do. Yo, I come 1-2, hawk 2, spit on tracks, then I run right through. Yo, I'm not a little, yo, I'm not a little this. Yo, what the fuck it is thinking in riddle? It's kinda spooky, scary, deranged, the ways. Yo, the twisted dime, finger day. Yo, what the fuck did I say? I be crazy, yo, I rip, rough, roll. Hit with flows that be like, hey, kid is on it. What the fuck, I just be up early in the morning while most niggas snoring. Yo, I keep it moving hot like lava. I jump off and keep going. Who wanna test her? Mr. Me, E, Wiggity the best. Yo, I'm eager up in the streets, but then again, I'm God's blessed. One who look like Reflect. Son, people don't wanna test.
palm, so first fam, yo, here we go.
Hey, yo, I get punches and jab guys. Jump on their face and I stab guys. Check out, this the new fab five. Niggas talk slick and I talk back. But with them, and I get right with them. Two punch, I split them. I step in the slot to the left, already know how I'ma hit them. I'm about to dress them up. These punches, they gon' fit them. We talk slick again, once again, I'ma get them.
Yeah, motherfucker, you know it's gutter. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. I don't wanna touch ya, bitch, I will. I'm bitchin' every day, yo. I flip flows like acrobats in a circus. Circus, people.
This talk slick and I talk back, but with them, and I get right with them. Two punch, I slid them. I step in the slot to the left, already know how I'ma hit them. I'm about to dress them up. These punches, they gon' fit them. We talk slick again, once again, I'ma get them.
Yeah, motherfucker, you know it's gutter. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah, motherfucker. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah, motherfucker. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. Never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. Never been a, never been a, never been a, never been a, never been a sucker, man, that boy a buck, yeah. I don't wanna touch ya, bitch, I will. I'm back out west side, where I chill. Everything I'm on, they say I kill from a mic. Everything I'm on, they say I kill from a. Everything I'm on, they say I kill from a mic to a body. Body, I guess it's my thrill. Way I build, straight breakdown. Never been a sucker, man. That boy a buck, yeah. Everything I'm on, they say I kill from a. Never been a sucker, man. That boy a buck, yeah. Everything I'm on, they say I kill from a mic to a body. I guess it's my thrill. Way I build, straight break down, niggas.
Look the bird gutter, I ain't gangster, I'm gutter. Gully, cause I'm gutter. Whole team gutter, whole hood gutter. Cat City, we gutter. Live from the gutter, I keep shit gutter. Look the bird gutter, I ain't gangster, I'm gutter. Gully, cause I'm gutter.
Yeah, and we back. First Man Radio, How to Show on Blog Talk Radio, 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern. You dig? Chill Gizzy, Elwood, Cypher, you know. What up, everybody? We here.
Sour. Bitch.
Yeah. Y'all know how it's going, man. We back in the building, man. We ain't gangsta, we gutter.
Shout out to SKG for coming through, you know what I mean?
Shout out, shout out to him.
I got my dubs up, you already? I'm all on the 500 block, yeah. On the 500 block, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
For all the listeners out there, man.
Matt.
Today's topic, you believe Osama bin Laden is dead?
Wow.
And do you think it's a war next, man, like a real big...
Next.
The worstest war we could possibly have.
Wow.
I don't know. You know what I mean? We want to hit us up on the lines 917-889-8297.
Y'all know how that's going down.
Okay.
Cypher, what's your thoughts on that, man?
What's up with you, Cypher Shaw?
Sometimes, man, I be wanting to believe it too, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. You know, they could be saying that just to so people can stop looking for him and shit, you know, get Obama reelected again, you know, make him look like he's doing something, you know.
Mm.
Perfect timing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people was, I don't know about y'all, but a lot of people was shaky, like they don't know if he's going to get reelected, you know what I mean? But this right here will make him get reelected right here.
Easy, too.
Like, it was right in the same.
Yeah. Me, myself, man,
they probably killed the nigga already and just had them, like, you know, like.
Listen, only rebel bitch. Y'all gotta bring that nigga to Anderson funeral home, bitch.
Around the way.
That's the only one with it. It's Anderson funeral home, bitch. And that's in Trenton, New fucking Jersey.
And that's for the viewing.
Yeah, it's just for the viewing, but. And shit, look, the reason I really don't go with it, because I just left the Getty, and
couple of niggas that look just like him around that motherfucker.
And they sing just like him.
Yeah. And I went to one gas station, and they got this nigga shirt on, like R.I.P., like they ready to get popping, bro. Bitch, they right in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, they right in the backyard. So, you know, if it's going to be something, happy gas stations around here, ran by them guys.
I mean, you know, Bin Laden was a big dude, though, you know what I mean? But then other people, sometimes motherfuckers got to sit down and think, too, like, yo, he wasn't no nobody, you know what I mean? I think he was rich as hell, you know what I mean, for once.
They trying to play him like he was a broke-ass motherfucker over there, like, okay, we found him chilling with the wine in his mansion.
Bitch, he on the island. He should be just sitting around without all his goons.
With minimum goons, though. It wasn't even a lot of goons around him.
And now you can't even put it out. We got to call out the 609, man.
That's good.
847, man. You live on the air, man.
I'm just listening.
How you feel?
I'm just listening. I don't know. I'm not speculating about whether he's dead or not. I don't know, you know.
Sound like Mr.
Whittle. I really don't know.
Keisha, what's good, what? Abby?
Nothing, how are you?
Can't call it.
Figure I'd check in on the First Fam radio. I figure I'd check in on First Fam radio.
That's right.
And give y'all making me mad over there because I wasn't able to express myself. Fans and shit all on the phone talking. I can't get a word in. No disrespect to Tam, I'm just making a joke.
Yeah, we with you.
Check this out. We got a present for you. We got to call out the 706. Stick to a line for the fan radio.
Yeah. Hello?
What's good, baby? First fan radio. What's your boy, Elwood? What's good?
Yeah, first fan radio. If you ain't with us, you against us. Nah, I mean, it's Calhoun.
You already know. Hold on.
I'm chilling, man. I was just calling in. Y'all topic is, do you believe Osama is dead and shit?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That nigga ain't dead, man. Like, I don't think he dead because the way they killed him.
I don't think
him,
that nigga dead.
I mean, how they said they killed him, and then next thing you know, he got buried by sea. Now, I mean, how you gonna...
Now, that's what I'm saying. They killed him like four different ways. They said he got shot in the head. Then they said
a bomb.
Said he died from.
But y'all keep forgetting. Then they got video on YouTube that said the nigga died in December 2001.
Wow.
From a
dialysis. I heard that he used a woman as a shield. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was that too. And hold on, but y'all don't remember too. They said first when they got him, they brought his body back. They said the U.S. had his body. Then they said they threw the body up in the water this morning. Last night, they said we had the body. Then all of a sudden this morning, they threw the body in the water.
But what would be their reason for wanting to make us believe otherwise? That's the question.
So
that to be asked. Why would they do that?
Gang.
Well, I mean, like.
So it's to make all the people want to get Obama reelected for next term. That's about. That's all about. If you notice, every president, they got within a one or two terms, it's a crucial situation when something happens, and they just make a big knock out a big threat, like the Bush with the first war, the Desert Storms, and all that. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And then his son came through. You know what I mean? His son did this stuff in Iraq now, cleaning them all up and stuff now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that kept
the people. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, that's how everybody was thinking about Tupac. People ain't think Tupac was dead.
Ain't nobody thinking he was dead.
I don't see how they would benefit from telling us that he's not dead.
Nobody in the hood thought he was dead. That was the media.
And let me say this on the Pac shit. That verse that he got on Keisha Cole's album. I never ever heard that verse, ever.
Yeah.
On no song, or no mixtape, or no leaked out freestyle. That sounds like some fresh shit that he put together. So, just that.
They said dead, Pac man. Stayed in the studio, though, man. They
Pac
said
he
stayed it. In the studio. Yeah, so he got a lot of shit, man. Matter of fact, Suge Knight still got a lot of shit. Ain't nobody gonna hear it, man. It's still worth gold to, you know what I mean? Like, anytime you got Tupac name, it's gonna sell, period.
Oh, you already. You already.
It's gonna sell.
And the Dog Pound got music with him, too. They got music.
A lot of people. Just like Lil C's got all that music still with Lil Kim and all that. Like, you ain't even hear some of that stuff, but they still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt.
But I don't know, man.
You know, we try to find out is what you think. Is Osama alive or is he dead, man? Hit us up 917-889-8297. What's up,
we're going to take another call, man. We got to call out the 0437-something-something-something-something. We don't know what the fuck that is. But you on the line, man.
Something-something-something-something-something. You're on live for Fan Radio. What's popping?
This is the block caller or the Skype caller.
Yo, First Radio, what's popping with you? All right,
we're checking out.
More or less.
Look. We're doing like this. We're going to take them sidebar.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They take them to the side and talk to him, man. He ain't got too much to say. But, yeah, more or less, man, I think that nigga, he running around in Florida right now. Obama alive. Bin Laden alive. He running around in Florida, man, barefooted, chilling.
All right, man, we back. That call probably obviously was...
Neff beat it. Like I played it for beat it. Yeah, nobody off that horny shit. All
right, check it out.
I don't think you could say that. They got DNA on that nigga real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you...
You know how long it take an autopsy for a regular nigga?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. Yeah. That's real point. Good point, Cal. Good point.
But let me ask y'all this, right? Why would it take 11 years, right? If you look at it, the, and then there's nine.
All together, yeah.
You got 911.
Right.
You got, what was yesterday's date?
Yesterday was
1111.
One, yeah, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at, like, patterns,
wow.
Numbers and shit.
Man. That's dope.
We got a bunch of Skype callers, man. Y'all scaring me with y'all numbers and shit.
What the fuck? Like, talk.
I'm going to take this next one, though. You live on the air with Skype call.
Mikey didn't let me say.
First time video, what's popping, y'all? Wow.
I don't know. Somebody hit me up with that.
I don't know. Niggas tuning in.
Thanks for the ratings. Thanks for the ratings.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
They want to breathe on the mic.
Hey, man, which fucking Keisha Pinnie precision number no more? You might be one of these motherfuckers.
And another thing, y'all, I want to point out. Now, when they killed Saddam Bin Laden, right? You remember they showed that nigga body and all that shit.
No doubt.
So why they didn't want to show this nigga body? What's so? What's this?
Are you talking about when they killed old boy?
Saddam Bin Laden.
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
He talking
you
about
right.
Hussein. Yeah.
Now that's a good point right there, Calhoun. Like, yeah, they know that nigga body and everything.
And guess what though? We the ones who put him in power over there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That was our man. He was our man. You see how we do?
Yeah. And then crossed him, stabbed him in the back.
Hey, well y'all New York was on high alert day for, terrorist attacks and shit.
They're going to be on high alert for a minute.
Yeah.
A minute.
I mean, what they expect, man? They over there training them. Yo, we training them, sending money over there for their weapons, all that. You know what I mean? And they act like they, you know, man, this shit is crazy, man. That's why the media, man, they use the media to trick people, man. You know what I mean? Whatever the media say is what people that listen to the media a lot, they gonna believe. You know what I'm saying? They don't give you time to look in between. You know what I mean? In between everything.
No doubt. You know what I mean? We got. We're gonna take another caller, man. We got caller 609. I know this is Z Black, man. What it do, man?
Oh, my boy.
Yo.
What's up, big bro?
Oh,
what's up,
yo?
Y'all
got a heavy topic going on about Bin Laden, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, he ain't dead, man. Don't believe this fucking government shit, man. These motherfuckers is lies.
Hell yeah, man. They designed to lie.
First of all, they talking about some, they had to kill him and dump him in the ocean and shit, right?
No doubt.
That's so motherfuckers can't identify the body and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These motherfuckers do what the fuck they want and throw the shit up in your face and shit and just expect us to accept this shit and, you know, go with it. I refuse to. I don't buy the bullshit, man.
Exactly.
You know, everybody rejoicing and being happy. I understand hearts were broken, and you know what I mean? They want to put the past behind them, but find out in the end that this motherfucker is still chilling, which is shit. You know what
I mean? Of course.
Yeah, that shit gonna hurt.
Then, you know what I mean, this black president shit is gonna be on some bullshit, you know? If he came out, you know what I mean, trying to be all saving America and all this bullshit, saying we got him and shit, and if he know for a fact that we ain't even get this motherfucker, he shouldn't co-sign that bullshit, yo.
No,
that's
right.
My thought.
Yo, what y'all think about this, though, man? It's been 10, 11 years. Don't y'all think it's enough? That's enough time to really reconstruct somebody's face?
Two people's faces.
You know what I'm saying?
Why are we thinking the same thing, though?
This is how they play, though.
This is how they showed you how he was chilling in the fortress that they had over there and dumbing that whole situation up. Man, this motherfucker might even be in the White House. Right.
Mm. Hey, mind you though, people don't even remember the Bushes and Bin Laden. They close, they friends.
Yeah, they're cool friends.
People don't even know that. Just like I got finished saying, we put Saddam in office. Like we always good friends with all them over there, but people don't understand that. You know what I mean? They think we really fighting for this and this. It's something in between, you know what I mean? If it's a fight, somebody wants total control. Somebody wants total control, and that's what that fight is about. And you gotta find out who it is.
Yeah, y'all left something out though. They said y'all remember how they found Osama bin Laden with drones. You know what I mean? And if y'all can Google that to see what those drones were. You know what I mean? To see what it looked like. That's technology that's the head
been
out at its best. What's up, G?
Hey, my battery about to die, but I just want to say a quick message. I've been telling everybody that ain't got no charges or nothing like that. Y'all niggas need to go down there and get yourself certified in the carrying of arms, man.
Yeah.
Go get you arms, for real.
New
go
world
get
order.
Certified and get your guns, because if you ain't got no charges, ain't no reason why you shouldn't have no gun up in your house, man. The crackers gave us that opportunity to do it. Take advantage of it, man. For real.
My
battery died. Don't sit around and think these crackers going to put guns in your hands to help them fight. They ain't. They're going to be dumping at us.
Thanks for calling in and saying that, man. I got a nice little song to throw in since you said that, bro. We're going to get in this little intermission, and y'all going to listen to this. Throwback. New World Order. Listen.
Fuck, I just wanna get high and live it up. So fuck a 9 to 5. And why they tryna slave us? Women in my wages, training my niggas up in cages, changing their behaviors and spitting rages. That's outrageous. Broken motions is hopeless. We want lazy soldiers and coaches. Ladies over to fuck us. We'll have some royal flushes. Roll with the rushes. That efficient ass. The bitches for pistols and gas. We living in the ass. My theory is fuck it. Sexy niggas get it, buff it. My corrupted is conducted through ghetto. Sipping on Moretto. Hand on the metal, foot on the pedal.
Never settle.
Carolina Herrera, dirty down the cabin sweaters, my foreign levers and sweets. Go play their guns and grenades. It's a blow up. I got news from the informers. I'm trapped in corners, busting shots at time.
Hey, my man Big Top, he know how to get by. Get high, do a dick, then be fixed to be flopped. Submit, crossing up and downtown.
teeth smothers, the street teeth smothers. The shots rang, two got banged. We all ready for these wars. We all want more. These the last days.
Endure.
32 shots inserted the glass. You heard it for black. They murder who drops. Converted who drops. Living life on the edge is dangerous. Way of living, never giving a shit. Cause we living in it. Cause it be you off the hook. Hooks crack. She was spots and selling rocks. The cops around the clock. It's hot. Living life on the edge is dangerous. Way of living, never giving a shit. Cause we living in it.
If I'm taking my own life, I might as well. Except they might not sell weed in hell. And that's where I'm going, cause the devil's inside them. They make me rob for my own nationality. That's kinda ignorant, but yo, I gotta pay the rent. So yeah, I'll spit the nigga most definite. The degenerate, if I can call them innocent. I don't leave no sticky fingerprint. For the cops, they only good if they dead. No, that badge in the gun should be going to their head. To make bread, I gotta steal for sport. So I stole a show and made some pennies for my thoughts. And if the fucking rap shit don't pay, I'ma start selling drugs around my way. Killing my own people in the USG. Should they gon' get it from somebody, I'd rather it be me. Besides, they can't tax dirty money. And you can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
No one.
No one.
The scorpion. And I probably bite the bullet, cause I live by the gun.
Yeah, hit 25 to life bitches who just came out. And pull his flame out. Take aim, blow your brains out. It's like on the edge is dangerous. Where you living, never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. It's our suicide queens when niggas back up. Nigga back up. Official ass, blow your fucking gas up. It's like on the edge is dangerous. Where you living, never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. We never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. Official ass, motherfuckers don't give a shit.
You listen to First Fan Radio.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo.
That's how we do it.
That was wrong. Hey, yo. That song right there, if that shit don't tell you nothing, I mean, you ain't paying attention.
Yo, man. Niggas, yo, they was talking about that. Right. They was talking about that shit back then.
Then.
And yo, check this shit out. If y'all do the knowledge of it, right, Fredo and, like, Suave and them, they was like they was like the teachers. They was trying to tell y'all what's going on, and we about to fight back. Da, 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 da. Yeah, but then when you heard Sticky, if you don't remember it, the video, Sticky was on top of the building like the devil looking down. He was the corrupted one. You feel me?
Yeah.
And when you listen to his words, he was telling everybody how that the corrupted dude be thinking that works for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And how they want you to move and how they want you to think. You know what I mean? Yo, that song was deep, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Let's take some calls real quick. We're going to take the Skype caller.
Skype caller, you on First Fan
Radio. I really think that caller missy, but I might be wrong. But just in case it's not, fuck the Skype caller, we're going to go to Keisha.
Keisha, what's good, man? What you think about all this we're going through right now? Huh?
It's the truth that he's dead, just has been served.
Oh, you with it? So you think he's dead?
I can handle that, because they don't know what part I'm going to play.
Yes or no? Do you think or you don't? I mean, do you think he's dead or you not? You're like, you ain't even got to say nothing after that, really, if you don't want to. All right, never mind. Wait, you that scared? God damn. When I saw a couple of choppers, I bring you a puppy. I said, you scared. I'm gonna bring you a puppy.
Pitbull,
get that.
Then grab.
Oh, Keisha, ain't nobody gonna do nothing to you, baby.
Nah, fuck that. You gonna have to bring a stick dynamis to pound kick, man.
Nobody gonna do nothing to you, sweetheart. You good? You feel me? But yo, like, it's your stuff that's going on, dog. Understand what I'm saying?
Like, I can't hear you say that again.
Like, it's real shit going on. Like
yeah, I'm aware.
Yo, you're not. This because, yo, it's crazy because I'm looking at, like, I don't like ones. But niggas like that. You better get you one. A real big one. Because soon, you feel me? Like, when they start knocking on your door, and they come through with them uniforms on, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot a shit on yourself.
I ain't prepared.
You better get prepared. This is
why
we
have I know I do.
This is why we had a show to get y'all prepared, like, for real, man. Like, I don't know.
Like, y'all got to look at it when Diviner and Professor Griffin, all these people,
yeah,
be out online fighting. They not fighting for some bullshit, man.
At all.
You know what I mean? Niggas is really out there on the front line with the Black Panther movements and all these other organizations out here, man. Really, really fighting for our people, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Not to say Bloods and Crips ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, being on the front line for one cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Bloods and Crips aren't fighting for the people. They fighting each other. Like, Black Panther's cause is totally different from the Bloods and Crips.
Huh? The Black Panther, that's my talk here. Say that again. Did you say the Black
Panther? It's breaking up.
What you say, the Bloods and the Black Panthers are two different?
He said
ones?
That like that. I would think that the Panthers' cause is more for unifying Black people. You know, this is a united cause. You know, with the gang, it's within our own people that he's trying to save. So it's just a contradiction, like we killing each other over nothing, you know, especially when it's our own race. So my impression when the Nazis came here, you know, I was hoping that it was going to inspire something where we see the damage that we do to ourselves when we already dealing with this kind of negativity from other races, you know.
And
the
police fucked around and murdered somebody right after.
Because of that, we got more against us than any other race, and we killing each other.
Yeah, but my thing was this, though. Right after that neo-Nazi rally,
a cop just
shoots my man. Like,
my thing is,
and not only that, I was a fucking female cop.
This, like, we doing more damage to each other. We can
all
kinds of stuff and talk about Obama.
But look, this is the society we live in.
The fact that we don't have culture is a problem. You know, like, we seeking others, you know. See the pop.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well done.
I want the other callers, 0437-13685. That's the number we calling out. You're live.
Well, First Fan Radio.
You got your hand up. Well, goddamn.
You do it's funny, man. Real fucking funny. Ha ha. Man.
That might be the federalities. It just might be. The whole thing about what I wanted to say about this whole Bin Laden shit, man, is in 2001, 9/11.
Mm.
2001.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker, y'all couldn't even find him the day of the shit.
Right. Right. Y'all found everybody else but him.
And then, you know, y'all want the world to believe, or y'all want the world to believe, you know, yeah, you know, we killed him and shit, nah, man, and y'all put it out on the TV. Well, for one, y'all control the media. It ain't like I was broadcasting with a camera when y'all ran down on his ass. You feel me?
Hussein.
But then y'all got UFOs and flying saucers shit out there, you know what I'm saying? And that's been popped up on the news lately, right? And then y'all cleared the shit up. Oh, nah, that wasn't.
It was just
that,
a little star or something?
Yeah, it was a little star, a little mylar balloon.
Got it.
Oh, that was accidental. Well, if y'all got all this accidental shit happening and shit, man, right? This is just the way that I am and thinking, man. I'm like, then that shit is fucking cool. You feel me? If you got shit that's going to make shit fly around in the air and everything, nigga, we need to be careful about what the fuck we leaving out this bitch.
Hell yeah, we need shit.
Y'all spraying shit to kill bugs and all kinds of pesticides on our vegetables and our fruit. But, bitch, y'all really fucking us up. You know what I mean? Shit, because last time I checked, we ain't had no insecticide spray to spray on no food when we was living
right
in the fucking wilderness. Shit.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. Sife, what you think, man? What I got to say about that? That's some real shit right there.
Nah, man. But, hey, man, everybody seem like they shine back on some shit.
I know Blessed Child.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Blessed Child.
Bless, what's good, Bless? What you think, man? He alive or he dead, Bless?
My mic is off. Go ahead, y'all.
I want to say shout out to Addison Funeral Home. That's my people funeral home. Your brother earlier. That's my family.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was your boy award, man. That's the only way I'm going to believe this shit.
But about to Bin Laden, man. Yeah, he did. He been dead for a year, man. And you, like I said, I watch CNN like every day, man. You feel me? I watch CNN. And you know there's Bin Laden comic on everything that goes on in the world, from the bombers and everything. You ain't hear that in a minute. You feel me? Do I believe that U.S. soldier killed him? Nah. He died of kidney failure. He died of kidney. You feel me? Running them kids and all that. Run. Yeah, he dead.
Why would they tell us now, though?
Because
election time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hard
yeah.
Work. Everybody
got
the election time theory, man. I'll tell you
that
much. That's deep. You gotta, y'all got to listen to what we be saying. We be telling y'all everything. Y'all got to keep up.
Check this out. Everybody listen. I'm going to send y'all to a site. I want y'all to check this out if y'all online right
now.
I want y'all to Google Barack Obama's White Papal Masters. And if you can't Google it, I want you to go to VaticanAssassin.org.
Yeah.
But
another thing, they said he shot him in the head. That's why they dump in the river so fast. Because I thought they were going to show all that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Pretty much.
You can see that
he don't got a bullet in his head. He got a nice call hitting.
No, I'm going to tell you another call. We just had a caller that just called in. You know who you are. Caller.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Not you. We know you are. You're good.
Definitely know you are.
We want the other blank call.
It's good. You ain't got to say nothing. You know what I mean? Keep your tail between your legs. All
right, but that's all, you know what I mean? That's all in, just get back to what we were talking about, man. At the end of the day, man, go to this website. Well, Google it. It's Obama's White Papal, PAPAL, masters.com.
Tell them what they. Matter of fact, we're not even going to tell you what you're going to find on that site. We're going to let you go on that site and see what you're going to find out on your own.
I think we got King Hollow on the line, man. King Hollow, you with us?
Hey, what's saying? It's Hollow, man. This is Hollow, man.
What's happening?
You heard me?
Now, hello.
I mean, I don't believe this bullshit, man. And please, I wish people would stop referring this to Tupac. Tupac is dead because they had a ceremony and spread his ashes over the water, and he had a private ceremony, and it wasn't on. And you know what I'm saying? In the air, people want to say that he's not dead. Tupac is gone. You feel me?
Okay.
That's
what
we want.
Obama, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Like I said, I brought it to you yesterday. I don't believe he's dead. I don't care what the government want to say and how they want to say it and all. I don't believe that Bush's best friend is dead.
Nah, that's what I told you. I told you he's best friend.
That's
wow.
Now, hold on.
But what's your facts for that? What reason do you have to make that statement right now?
Hold on, Keisha.
I'm on a radio show.
All right, hey, Hollow. Just get them where they can go and find this information out, man. You know what I mean? Just give them, you know what I mean, how you know this.
I know, but I want to read you. What is that? I just don't believe that Osama, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to my uncle tonight. I just don't believe that he's gone.
Okay, now why? What facts do you have?
Just because media, you have to do research for yourself like my uncle told me. You have to do research for yourself. The liberals talk a lot of garbage anyway. Just like they said a lot of garbage about Bush went over there for oil. That was not true. You have to do a lot of research. Thank you.
That nigga went over there for some oil.
No, hold on, wait.
Oh, you. Yeah, but we still here, first fan, you know, little intermission and stuff, but we talking about it real.
Hold on, wait. We have a political analyst on the phone. Hey, yo, first thing, we have a political analyst. We have my uncle on the phone. He'll say something. Here.
What's your uncle name? Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete.
Yes.
Come Pete.
Hey, live on air.
I'm here.
Hey, Cousin Pete.
We're going to call you Cousin Pete for, you know, Elias. What's the reason you think that Osama bin Laden is not dead?
Well, actually, too early to tell.
Right.
Okay.
Too early to tell.
Thank you, David.
What's your premonition?
Personally, I think he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, the only thing we got going on is the initial reports, because it's been less than 48 hours.
No doubt.
There's still a lot more stuff that has come out.
Okay.
And if they say they have the DNA evidence that they say they have, then, well, like I say,
we won't know what the DNA is.
That stuff's gonna take some time to hash out.
No doubt.
So
yeah.
I just say I'm reserving an opinion for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
And the reason I say 2 weeks is because as far as when you take DNA for somebody to the time that it goes through its process. I think it takes like 8-10 days at least.
That's what Calhoun was saying. But they said they already got
exactly
his stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what Calhoun was saying.
So do you think it's a possibility that it could have been a relative of Osama bin Laden, or do you think that they actually can get a positive ID match saying that's him?
Well, if they're using DNA evidence, it's almost certain. I mean, there is a degree of error with
family,
DNA.
Yeah.
But
with
you're talking about like but most likely they have DNA from all of the living relatives or the siblings of Bin Laden.
But the thing is, I understand that, but I think is they telling the truth though?
And it's a matter of comparing that against that. But like I say, in the next 8-10 days, I think more is going to come out.
Yeah. We got to see a little more, like, pictures and things like that. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm not
running
with it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. And that, hopefully the next week and a half, we have to see what unfolds over the next 8-10 days.
Okay.
And that'll keep for itself.
But see, and that's another thing too. Like I just got finished saying about the media. The government used the media to brainwash people. Not saying brainwash, but to put that seed in a person's head.
Mind control.
Same thing.
Yeah. So it's like so automatically when you hear what the media is telling you, boom. That's what happened. That's right. Like for instance, we can get back on this, but for instance, take it back to the 9/11. They never even shown no clips from that black box. The black box in that airplane is made. It can fall from I don't know how far up in the sky, explosions and all that. But they can go in that black box and watch what happened. You know what I'm saying? And show people. They never show people that.
And if you
watch some stuff on the internet, they saying that the airplanes was fat airplanes and they was remote controlled. Wasn't nobody on them?
Yeah, I seen that. I forget what it's called. I watched that. Everything that they had facts. They had information that otherwise, like it was planned. Like it's almost like they had it planned. They basically showed, I forget the name of it, I wish I could find it, but I watched that video, and that video was deep. So I believe that they planned it. And
what did you see that on?
I was raised to not salute the flag,
What did you see that on? Because I would like to see
that. I see it online.
Hold on, one at a time, y'all. One at a time. He asked me a question.
One of my friends on Facebook had gave me the link of the video. I'm going to hit him up and ask him for it again. I forget what the name of it was. But it was like 2 hours long.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know what I mean, like I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm not saying I'm right, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is I'd like to see it so I can be like, damn, I wonder if that's really real or is that something like a reenactment or, because, you know, like you watch a movie is a movie. They got 3D now. You know what I'm saying? The government, this is what I saw, seemed like a reenactment. And it wasn't reenactment, but they were describing how the building was falling, and that's the government telling people to describe it and stuff. That's what I mean. I really want to see it.
Hello, let Hollow speak. You heard me? This Hollow, baby. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all was speaking to one of the political analysts, and that's my uncle. This is who I, you know what I'm saying, live with. This is who I deal with every day, and this is who I have to debate with.
Get to it.
You feel me?
He wasn't really going to wait the eight to ten days
to see if Osama bin Laden is dead. He's not going to jump right into it because, you know what I'm saying, this is the one I get my information from anyway.
This is the one that taught me everything I know about.
What I know. That's what, who y'all was talking to. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put you on the phone with him. You feel me?
Okay.
But
okay,
as far as, you know what I'm saying, that black box, you know what I'm saying, being, hold on.
Come on now, hold on.
That black box being, you know what I'm saying, on 9/11, as in, you know what I'm saying, it's supposed to be shown and all that. I don't believe in 9/11 was supposed to be even real. I don't believe 9/11 was real. I don't care how many people were scared. I don't believe.
We never even seen a flash footage of that. Not even on the mail. I mean, not on the mail, on the internet or on the news. You never even showed nobody with a box cutter or nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, they usually will give you some of that information. That's what I'm talking about with the media. You know what I mean? Yeah. Except for them showing you that now, they making you. They making you see that picture with just the words. But any other time, they want to show you that. They want to show you that. You know what I mean?
We got to call out the 706. You live.
Yeah. Hey, Sipe, you say you wanted to know where she got that information from.
When they said box cutters.
Check that Jesse the Body Ventura show.
Let him talk. One at a time. Let him talk. That black box
can withstand over 20,000 Fahrenheit of heat. You cannot destroy that box.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do that shit in the sun.
Yeah, go to Jesse the Body. All that shit was fixed. All that shit fixed.
And what's the name of that shit called? Conspiracy?
Yeah, Jesse Body's Conspiracy Theory.
The motherfucking airport. They put black people through a special selection. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, they put black people through a special selection
through the airport where they check us only, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to strip us naked before we get on the airplane. I don't believe that these motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's that shit, though, man. That's what they do sometimes, I guess, but a lot of people ain't go through that shit up here. I don't know about the butt naked stuff. That shit old right now, but after 9/11, yes, that might have happened, but it wasn't just black people, man. You got to think a lot of Muslims, Muslim women. How about Muslim women?
Muslim women, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
They would do anything for their husband.
Exactly.
So they were searching the Muslim women.
It just ain't black men. It was a lot of different shit that was going on. But like they said about that 9/11 stuff, it was like they was trying to make America hate Islam. You understand?
Yeah.
After 9/11 happened, you had a lot of people scared. It might have been your neighbor next door who wore that shit. Not that shit, I'm sorry, y'all. But, you know, wore the stuff over their face
They're gone.
Their whole
life.
Hey, but you've been speaking to them your whole life. But then after 9/11, you got people like, oh, I don't know, they might be making something in their basement right now against me. And you know what I'm saying? Like stereotyping people. And that's just what happened. You know what I mean? With that searching everybody and all. I mean, it was just probable cause, though. You know, you had to be safe. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, they were scared. You know, they get on a plane and fly and crash again. That so-called crash again. You know what I mean? But
that's real shit, man. That's because you know what? Like that was another. If the way I look at 9/11, I think that was the perfect plan for them to implement all that shit we go through at the airport now. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's a step closer to the one nation. You know what I'm saying? It was a step close because all airports
showing
going
that
now, you feel?
Showing that one person, what is called a one world government or something, like one person rules everything.
One world order.
So basically, they want to have control. They want to know who's coming in, what you're bringing in, and how you're bringing it, and how you're bringing it in too.
And why?
That's just like going to China and motherfucking China's in their anarchy. You can't do it. You feel me?
Right.
When we went to Iraq,
right,
and China said, man, Iraqi, you know, anarchy, we can't do it. Just because that man ran that state, that man ran that city the way he fucking pleased. And for us to go over there, there was none of our fucking business. And that's just on U.S. politics, you feel me? That's just on U.S. terms. There was none of our fucking business. How that man run his shit, that's how that man ran his shit. You feel me? And for us to go over there and say, well, you know what I'm saying, you running your shit wrong, and we want you to get a democracy is fucking wrong, because that's a different country. If America paid more attention to what America was going through, America would be in a goddamn, you know what I'm saying, $12 or $15 trillion deficit. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And that's what I want to say, you feel me? Instead, we got to go invade motherfucking Iraq. We got to invade Iran. We got to invade Pakistan, you know what I'm saying, and make up excuses. Okay, during Bush's reign, there was no time that we found weapons of mass destruction. You feel me? This comes from King Hollow. I don't give a fuck. No time did we find weapons of mass destruction. Like I said, my analyst, which is my uncle, which I talk to every night, which I just talked to, told me personally, Bush did not find any weapons of mass destruction.
Catches bullets.
He did not
find
any weapons of mass destruction.
Nigga, please.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's how it's going
down.
That's
my political analyst. When I have any question, I ask my uncle, which I just talked to. There was no weapons of mass destruction found. And what he told me, what he proved to me on CNN, NBC, and everything else, Bush did not go over there invading for oil. So, you know what I'm saying? The liberals want to put us in that bullshit where they say, well, you know what I'm saying, Bush went over there and invaded for oil. That's not, you know what I'm saying, the truth.
That's you.
Because
if
it was the truth,
it'd
be on all news.
Just
like Osama.
Well,
what did he go over there to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Yo, it was about oil, bro. It wasn't nothing else about oil. They're trying to go over there and get. Yo, listen here. We already got a lot of oil. Hold on. Listen. We got a lot of oil already in Alaska that we're not using. We're not even touching that. We worried about their oil over there. You know why? We're trying to pump the shit out of their oil over there and save all of ours. So when they're dry, watch how much we charge them. It's all about money and politics, man. You know your uncle's about politics. He should understand that, man. That's how America always
That's
been
why he ain't go out there and hang out with Osama. Like, I know that was his perfect with the oil.
Man, Bush and them got oil companies over there. Actually, when the Desert Storm and all that started, remember y'all when they was setting all the oil things on fire? That was the Bushes and all them. That was their stuff. That's why the real war went on. You know what I mean? Bin Laden was like, what? Well, not Bin Laden, Saddam and them. They was like, what? We will burn your shit. We don't care about you. So what he did was, boom, we going over there and now we going to start a war. We want all your shit then. All of it. Because if you remember, they was only burning certain parts. It wasn't like they was just burning everything. They was burning everything that the Bushes and them owned.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
I ain't got no objections to that.
I'm learning, man. I'm sitting. I got. Listen, I'm learning right now because I ain't gonna even lie, dog. Like, A lot of this shit, I'm not.
You know what? I'm do y'all one even better, man. If y'all go to educate-yourself.org.
Yeah.
You
will help yourself
right.
out a lot.
Got every executive order that the president can pass out on it. It got information about everything.
And
this site was developed by people who formerly worked for the United States Fed.
Exactly.
They all got together to put these sites together. And I mean, they made a bunch of different sites. So we can get information like this. I mean, because they knew the people would never be able to get access to this unless we had each one power. And it was passed on to him, passed on to me, I'm passing on to the people.
Now, if you want it, you want it. If you don't, then leave it the
but
fuck
you know
alone.
What? You know what? On that note, man, it's like they always say, I ain't going to just say black people, but they be like, if you want to hide something from a black person, you put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of information that y'all do want to know, it's right there.
Book.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's right there. Yeah, I mean, you gotta do your work, though. You gotta write down names, go look up them, you know what I mean, and go learn from who they learned from, and you know what I mean, and get, you know what I mean, see where they was coming from, you know what I mean?
They say this shit.
Yeah, that is. But
wow.
You know what I mean? But that,
wow.
See that it get deep on this web. Like I'm looking at it right now, man.
Way deep, deeper than you
so
think.
If y'all from your computer, go to educate-yourself.org. You know what I mean?
For real.
And I'm telling you, like once you get to reading there, you ain't going to stop reading. You know what I mean?
You're going to be hooked. And it's good information right there. Real talk. That's some real live information. Like me, myself, I'm still learning a lot of this. I'm still going through the phases of getting the knowledge from my peers. I guess you would call them my peers because they feed me some shit that I didn't have. You know what I'm saying? I thought, because I ain't going to even lie, y'all. When I first came home from jail, I thought everything was gang-banging and getting money. You know what I mean? And this all showed me, well, listen, nigga, that same sun you throwing up, these niggas is throwing it up right here.
Right here.
But it don't mean what you think it means.
And to them, they like that, though.
You feel me? So
they
looking at dumbass. I had to learn, like, they're looking at, oh, he's throwing up our sign. But he think that mean blood rule or blood is the shit. Not saying that, you know what I mean? I got anything against my homie.
Atlanta.
But at the same time, same time, these cats is basically going towards the throw up. So.
Pat said on the show the other day,
hello?
Man, he said we in politics.
Hey, First fam.
Yeah,
don't go on it.
First fam, what's going on?
I'm about, you know what I'm saying, the whole information, you feel me?
Go
ahead. My uncle want to say something here.
Go ahead, he got the floor.
Uncle Pete.
That's what we calling it.
All I'm saying is just, do your research, do it thoroughly, and look at all your sources, and then compare what you're getting.
Niggas need to do their research then, man.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, and that's what you're listening to.
Bless
you. You gotta tell y'all that once in a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wanna hear what Bless.
Go ahead, Bless.
That was my political analyst. This is who I listen to, and you know what I'm saying? That's who I get my information for, because he was telling me about stop listening to the liberal bullshit, basically, you
uh-huh.
hear me? And so
uh-huh.
my uncle is who I listen to, so when he got on the radio show and told you what he had to say, that's what he had to say about the liberal bullshit. Like I said, I'm going to tell everybody on the radio show tonight, I don't believe Osama's dead. I believe that Bush Benson's friend, because that was what I was taught. You feel me? I don't believe that y'all gonna catch this man in his own mansion over there overseas with a young man.
Neither do I.
Bin Laden wasn't Bush's friend. Bush was
what?
Family.
What do you want to prove on that? What do you want to bet on that?
What
do you want to bet on that?
Bush
seen him in a video compared to Illuminati. The motherfuckers sitting in a conference together. So what do you want to bet on that?
You said your part. Let me say my part. Bush wasn't friends with Bin Laden. Bush family was friends with Bin Laden's family.
Who's his best friend is with Bin Laden? It's on a video. It's on the Illuminati video. This man did this shit just to be a mockery to God. Goddamn, Osama Bin Laden was used to be a muse to American bullshit. That's all Osama Bin Laden was used to be. Because, first of all, America knew where this man was at the whole fucking time. That's why Obama finally killed him, because they found him in his own mansion over there overseas. Now, if I'm lying, go look at the news source.
You won't want to let me talk. Bush was his friends with Bush. They were friends with Bush Laden's family, his dad. You feel me? You know why Bush didn't kill Bin Laden when they had him cooped up in the corner? Because they're like, look, I got a son. My son could do dirt. And Bin Laden dad told Bush straight up, if you trust my son, I'm cutting you off. That's why they didn't catch Bin Laden.
Okay.
You feel me? If you don't realize, you take it back to the Russian years. You know why Bin Laden felt some type of way? Because we helped them be arrested by the state heaven, and that was a 10-year war.
Yes, sir. No disrespect.
That's the history now. That was a 10-year war.
Yeah.
I learned from doing my research is that Osama Bin Laden and his father, you know what I'm saying, his people are friends with the Bush administration. And I don't give a fuck what people want to say. They're friends with the Bush administration. So that means a bitch could fake your death if they want to with that much power. I don't give a fuck. Just like, you know what I'm saying, people want to sit up here on the radio tonight and talk about Tupac. Don't talk about Tupac. Because first of all, Tupac's motherfucking burial was a private ceremony where his ashes were spread over the water. Trust me, I know.
Shut up.
They're trying to say that this man faking his death.
What that got to do with the conversation? We talking about Bin Laden. And people don't realize America is sexy. America wants to touch this country.
Don't put Tupac in this motherfucking conversation. You feel me?
We have to beat the Russians, but at the same time, we let them abandon. So when you leave the country abandoned, you're going to have rebels. When you got rebels, they're going to take over the country. And Bin Laden had that money.
I'm not going to lie to you. You feel me? You my fam. You my people. I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to have to disagree on that shit. Because people were bringing up Tupac saying that, goddamn, well, this man could deal with Tupac did. And
man,
that is liable, because why he is friends with the Bush administration. He was friends with Bush's dad. And Bush's dad motherfucking said, motherfucking quote unquote, I'm not going to fuck with you.
Put on a hot track.
Yo, listen, like, it was me. It was Illwood saying that I felt like Tupac wasn't dead. That was me. You know what I'm saying? It's my personal opinion. Just like it's your personal opinion to say Bin Laden ain't dead. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe you.
Yes, sir. All right, well, just like you don't believe Bin Laden ain't dead, I don't believe Pac ain't dead. Would that make me wrong? Would that make you right?
Pac is gone.
So if you don't sit here and argue over this bullshit, I'm putting the mic down.
Why you think Bush hate my man that made
371-3685. Call me and we can debate about this, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I have proof about Tupac's death. They don't have proof about Osama's death. All they have is a body. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't got no body.
A body could be motherfucking amputated. A body could be motherfucking manipulated. A body can look like anything these days. Why? Because we have
Okay, now about you and your intelligence. Bin Laden comment on everything that happens. He was attacking anything. You hear Bin Laden on the radio making movies, making little videos in the wild. Bin Laden comment on everything.
Why would Bin Laden be on a movie and all that if Bin Laden got plenty of cash? When they called Bin Laden reportedly, he was in his motherfucking mansion fucking with his young bitch.
But Bin Laden is dead.
Okay.
So
let's get that shit straight.
Well, one thing I can agree about it, U.S. did not kill Bin Laden. Bin Laden died a natural cause.
No, we did not. I don't believe that shit. I believe that they over there killed him, if anything, but I don't believe that Bin Laden's dead. He got too many brothers that look like him.
He got
anybody
problems.
Can fake that body.
He does.
Anybody
he does.
Over there can fake that body.
That's God natural, man. God, men make mistakes, women make mistakes, but God don't lie.
You're right. God doesn't lie, but you know what I'm saying? Man in the newspaper do.
He
you know
had
what I'm That's why I don't disrespect you. Too. You feel me? I'm not finna argue with you. I'm not finna disrespect you on your radio show. And the goddamn news do. Why does the news?
You want to run? How long you gonna last?
Got to call the 404, man. You live on the air 404-989.
First Fan Radio was popping.
Yeah. This Calhoun. The phone died out. You know what I mean? So I gotta keep up with y'all. Hello?
We're saying
that goddamn 2000 was supposed to be goddamn the day when missiles launched by themselves and we supposed to blow up the fucking world. 2K, what that was,
yeah,
Y2K?
I remember that.
The news do fucking lie.
Yeah, they do.
You feel me?
Yeah, they do.
They do lie.
So why am I supposed to believe that this great man we've been looking for since I was a jit, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect, now is found, they killed him. But nobody won this lottery ticket of this money over his head. I don't believe this shit.
And I agree with you. America didn't kill Bin Laden.
Like, that's my theory for some strange reason. I don't know how I feel like that.
It's coming up now because it's election coming up. He's trying to get back. He's trying to get that second term. That's why it's coming up right now.
Obama doing what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Obama. No disrespect to the presidential election. Obama did what he had to do, but I don't believe that you killed this great man.
He didn't kill Obama. And we in election time. So when you're in election time, you're going to stick lie. That's why they call it politics, because a tick is a blood sucker. Politics.
Wow. Wow.
Politics, they get in the office. They tell you what they want. They tell you what they want you to hear.
Huh.
Right. You
feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Why is King Hollow, you know what I'm saying, one of the people that listen to my uncle, which is a political analyst, also.
I'm in politics, too, dog. My uncle's the mayor. My uncle met Obama. You know what I mean? I deal with politics, too.
No doubt.
Personally, told y'all on the radio, do your own research before you believe that
right.
bullshit.
No doubt. I prefer everybody to do that, man. You know what I mean? To stop the. We're not arguing. We just having a little debation right now. I don't nobody looking like we arguing. You know what I'm saying? How I do that?
I don't want nobody.
Okay. I ain't mad at you for that. Just like I don't want nobody to be mad at me.
If you don't believe
me,
I can go put my uncle back on the phone. And he can tell you it's 8 to 10 days.
Oh, no. We heard him, and we believe him. Like, I'm not running with that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I just don't believe he's dead. I don't believe Pop's dead. Like, that's just me, though. Me and my own little shit. Feel me? Real talk. So, like, you know.
He said it on the news. You trying to assassinate my pops. So that was revenge. They ain't find no mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. That was revenge. And to do that, you got to cause a war. You know Republicans, you know Democrats, you know Republicans. Republicans start war because that bring money. Why you think they hated Michael Moore?
Believe that you finally caught this man and murdered him at his mansion. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I don't need it.
Exactly. That is bullshit.
I don't need it.
I agree with that. They didn't kill him.
I don't need it.
Calhoun, how you feel about that, though, Calhoun?
Cause I don't believe they went up in there and killed him because, you know, Bin Laden was the how you say it, the day trainer. He trained the army. What I mean? He was the trainer of his whole army. He taught him how to shoot. He taught him how to do with all that stuff. So I don't believe them just coming up in there and just taking him out like that. He keep that chopper next to him. It's not arm length. It's shoulder length. That's how far that ratchet is from. It's shoulder length, not arm length, shoulder length. So I don't believe he just went out like that, man. Like, no, and they said no American casualties, so what? I played SOCOM. I mean, I know how to do that shit on a video game, how you supposed to sneak in on somebody, but real talk, that shit don't happen like that, man. It's going to be casualties. It was a bigger shootout than what they telling us, man. They ain't catching. They ain't catching.
And they said it was a minimum amount of troops with him. Like, it wasn't that many people with Bin Laden at the time, you know what I mean? But his son got killed, too. They said his son was with him, you know what I mean? And he got killed, you know what I mean? And they said they tried to take a woman for hostage or whatever, you know what I mean? But I don't understand. If you dropped a bomb, how the hell is the woman for hostage in a shootout and all that shit, where do all that come in effect at? Anybody?
If they understand, these are people that don't care, man. They done blew that whole house up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So how did they how did they see the woman getting held for hostage during the shootout and all that? If they just blew up the building. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a lot of different stories.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of different stories that the government is just throwing out there. Boom, boom, boom. And they're going to leave it up to you to believe. But the main thing they're going to say is, we killed Osama Bin Laden.
Did y'all see the pictures of him?
Nah.
With the facial little... That could have been anybody, man. I don't believe that bullshit.
Yeah, man, I told the motherfucker earlier, man. I went to the Getty, bitch, and seen the nigga look just like him.
But if you go back to that picture, let me tell y'all something. You go back to that picture, he ain't got no clothes on, so his skin is like almost white, look like a white man. Now, if you look at the top of his head, the top of his head looked just like a white man, but... The down over here if you look at Bin Laden when he's talking, he always smiling. His bottom of the dude's face is dark skinned. You know what I mean? The top of his head ain't, but the bottom of his face is dark skinned.
They tried to blend in a little bit, blend the picture in. The way I'm thinking it is, right? They did that shit for Obama to get reelected. You know what I mean? You know, to fix up Bush's. You know what I mean? His dirty work. You know what I mean? So they did that so he can get reelected or whatever. But that's the only thing Obama really has done, except for giving black people money from the stimulus check.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why shit happened.
Everybody happy. He giving us extra money. And y'all niggas. Exactly.
It's a way to throw your mind off of that gas, man.
Smooth off right now.
Everybody is just worried about they caught Bin Laden. Motherfuckers are going to be celebrating for almost 6 years. Now, man, wait till 9/11 come around. Wait till 9/11, the anniversary.
That's when we got to think.
You know what I'm saying? Wait till 9/11 come around. That's going to be a big event. Right now, it's a big event. Memorial Day coming up, so a lot of people going to be crying and bringing that back up. This is never going to die. Not this year. So you're not going to worry about that gas, man. All he had to do is just say he can't put that gas down like he wanted to. If he would have got that gas down, he would get reelected. But he can't because there's too many rich people hands in it.
You know why he can't get that gas on price down? Because he got that stimulus check pushed. That's why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, nigga. Look, you in power, so look, if you want the stimulus check pushed, we're going to get that money back somehow, some way, but it's going to be paid back in double or triple.
No doubt, man. Well, listen, man, I know one goddamn thing. I listen to one of my songs, my nigga wrote. You know what I'm saying?
And my nigga, he told me, this is what my nigga told me. Man, when I was listening to this song, you know what I'm saying? And I listened to it real good. I listened to it a couple times, actually. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, and I just need everybody to know this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what?
We're not trying to bring harm to anyone. We're trying to educate our people, plain and simple.
This land is your land.
Ma.
This land is my land.
It belongs to my people. Trenton, New Jersey, USA. Probably saw the History Channel, how we live today. Got gangsters all around everywhere you stay. Gotta watch a couple cops up, a couple of strays. How the hell they pass law allowing mass brigades? And I think they made it legal in a couple of states. In the judicial system, it's a couple of states. And the way they playing, nigga, we ain't getting a break. How the hell the Federal Reserve got all the cake? And we all pay taxes in all the states. Made us all take the money, whatever free to rate. Do you see how much money that these heathens make? And they racial profile. Proud to keep the town safe. Willie Manson keep the slaves in place. And now they doing it again to keep the world in place. And now they doing it again to keep the world in place.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
You and I from the damn project. Black dude being in America, the damn project. All surrounded by gangs and brotherhoods. The goddamn United States government, the damn gang.
How come every time in court, gotta swear on the Bible? For everything you say, they gon' hold you liable. Do you swear to tell the truth, to help you God? Even though you spoke the truth, the state said you lied. Then they send you upstate so you do your time and come back to society with a fucked up mind. How you supposed to make money to feed your family? You can't even get a job like the average man. Lord knows it's fucked up in this savage land. We need to all come together, form a master plan. So we can change their agenda, try to raise our band. Me, I'm living life like the way I am. Wonder why the world treats me like the way I am. I'm a product of the ghetto where they put me at. When I rose to the top, they can put me back. Said I only got ahead cause I was pumping some crack.
This land is my land.
You and I from the damn project. Black dude being in America, the damn project. All surrounded by gangs and brotherhoods. United States government, the damn gang.
The media been crucifying brothers severely. When I turn on the tube, I look at it daily. Why the fuck we need money if we got the trust? What's really gonna happen when our time is up? I got things on my mind, I don't know where to turn. There's some things going on that really got me concerned. History talking school with some lies we learned. This man from my people made us home on the doorstep. Just to work for eternity and getting more debt. But we can't do that, cause we upset. Martial law with the ID card next. They put your money on the card instead of printing checks. If you don't buy by the law, then you get the death. At FEMA camps, north, east, south, and the west. We need to take a stand now before no time's left. Cause if we don't, then they really gonna be a threat.
And these people don't even know, man, they being duped, man. The brother in the White House doing the best that he can with what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, these people around them, I'm not going to let these things go down the way they want to go. I don't, to a degree, I don't damn blame them. I'm not sticking up for Barack Obama because if you read his resume, you'd be like, wow, aggressive. I read the resume. It's an ugly thing, man. I'm talking about everything from 33rd degree Mason to belonging to certain secret society, Council on Foreign Relations. I can go on and on.
bad. You don't know it, man. Nigga do it like Woozy. I pulled up to my 12th grade prime in a hoopie, aka that Booski. Smoking on the Lucy bitches that I had classes with axes.
Sife right here. From First Fan Radio. You fan dead? Radio. Tune in Monday through Friday. 9:30 to 11:30. Come get with us. Or get left back.
To my 12th grade prime in a hoopie, aka that Booski. Smoking on the Lucy bitches that I had classes with accent. Ooh, hey, I transformed to the new me. That's just how I do me, basically. When it come to money, bitch, that's what I'm doing. Turn your block into ruins, take you for a ride like truancy. The hardest rapper you know. Don't speak on no buffoonery, you only runner up. Yeah. Young Hillary, my smile match my jewelry. My mouth talking real. Haters trying to ruin me, but don't know what that do for me. Honestly and truly, ain't nothing but a boost for me. Call me Young Woozy, I be drinking like it's two of me. I party like it's four of me, and that's not metaphorically. Last night was history, tonight do it historically. And when I'm gone, they gon' build a statue just for more of me. Because I'm a veteran. Everything this year starting here is going to be better than my 2010. I've been sick with your medicine. Busy with them hoes and trying to bone like a skeleton. When I ain't never leave, you still here because I'm a veteran. Everything this year starting here.
Let's do it. Yeah. I know what's hot out there. I know what's going on in the internet world. Hey, yo, Prodigy, welcome home. Crazy, welcome home. Nate Dogg, rest in peace. I used to play ball in tournaments, jury rocking my ornament, until I got an audience, became famous, Amos, y'all niggas is ain't it. I guess you rolling with the flamers, my jury preposterous. Feet dead from ostriches, feed them niggas snostages, them niggas dead, I'm opposite. Driving on the wrong side of the road on a one-way. What son say? They shot the niggas Sunday. They sprayed them by the park and the building. They almost killed children. Universal slap. Niggas rocking purple black. Yo, they had to circle that. Nah, they can't work with that. The P.O. told the C.O. The C.O. told T.O. Brazil, Rio. Out coasting. Far away. Tropic shit. Profit shit. Cross over like Hardaway. They still searching for the kid with the iron cross. They caught his lion boss. Left him on the iron horse. Megatron. Rest in peace for your memory.
For your memory. Yeah.
Nori, back to the street.
Nori, back to the street.
Nori, back to the street. Powerful.
Only on First Fan Radio.
Hey, yo, God, hold up, God.
Yo, I'll teach this out, man.
She got my credit card, God. She got to come right back.
This is how we
coming back with the pineapples and all that. Hey, yo, warriors, come out and play. Hey, 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 warriors, come out and play. Hey, 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 I let my body go. Shorty got a camel toe, showing through a spandex, and it got a man vet. I let my bottles go. Camel toe in print, look like an insect, it's animalistic. I let my bottles go. Shorty got a camel toe, showing through a spandex, and it got a man's vet. I let my bottles go. Bang. Camel toe in print, look like an insect, it's animalistic. I let my bottles go. Bang. Bitch, where my bottles at? To rock and rosé, still I'm on my Jose. New York's my bottles hallway. It don't really matter much if you fat or what. I let your bladder bust right in front of Rattamus. West Side Highway, L-I-E-F-D-R, and I'm on that highway, floating in something foreign. Patron coffee, powerful with Charles Barkley.
could spark me. Make my shit Bismarck, surfboard, hood terrific. You see, I bag a biscuit, characteristic. Purple sour, call it mystic. Depth of my enemy goes. I don't care for them. Niggas can't breathe this year. No air for them. So bitch, where my bottles at? Fuck where the models at? Rather them hood chicks. The ones that's beside me at. Basketball shorts in my two-door Camaro. Got my snow bunny drinking nutcracker. Skedaddle. Shorty got a camel toe showing through a spandex. And it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go. Bang.
Camel toe imprint. Look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let my bottles go.
Bang. Shorty got a camel toe showing through a spandex. And it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go. Bang.
Camel toe imprint.
Go,
look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let it bang. I let my bottles go. Bang.
Black Henny, bang. White Henny, smoking, drinking XO. Told you that I roll with the shooters that move the best blow. You know that I guzzle like a varsity.
You know that.
Fucking with a nigga like me and get your body sprayed. They say crime don't pay. My nigga, I'm proof. Buy them bitches berries to rock and some lime juice. You know I do the rose clique. It's music, money, and birds when me and Jose speak.
So,
Nori buys some Moscato for some pretty bitches. And then double the bottles for some pretty bitches. But ask all them hoes, but they can handle those. Hope they ain't driving tonight. Check out the camel toes. If you guzzle like me, then take it easy. Smoke perp, hop in the cab, fuck a D-wheel. I told you that I'm OG, nigga. Drink a 40 of that odds of that OE, nigga.
Shorty
got a camel toe, showing through a spandex. And it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Camel toe imprint, look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Shorty got a camel toe, showing through a spandex. And it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Camel toe imprint, look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Bang on your fitted or fedora, blood pouring all on your Maury's or your Deodoras like the chorus. You the camel toe ass nigga, my niggas is warriors. P. Nori and Styles was 500 more, but I'm drinking whole bar. She want my bottle back wall. She want my soaking wet bandana, wipe my sweat across her tongue. Get this smoke up in your lungs. Yeah, this sour got her sweet spot dripping in her thong. DJ playing on my songs. Yeah, your nigga back home. Did you miss me while I was gone? I made her prove the shit right up beside the bathroom stall. VSOPXO, privilege and platinum throne. Her fatty fake, I know. No, we don't fuck with those. I need a real love that's real thug, and she can keep her heels on when we sex. She got that good pussy, niggas kill for. I get the baddest women, you only pulling skanks. They love my gang cause they know we let the bottles go.
Shorty got a camel toe showing through a spandex, and it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Camel toe imprint, look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Shorty got a camel toe showing through a spandex, and it got a man vex.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Camel toe imprint, look like an instant. It's animalistic.
I let my bottles go, bang.
Up, gut in the building, up, man. First fan building, radio. Man. First what up, man? We down at 609, man. Man. Y'all go ahead, man. Tune in. Tune in.
Yeah. We back. We on that bullshit out right now. That's all this is right here. Nah, man. Who's still in here with us, man? Shot y'all names out. You know, it is what it is. What's good with you? Who this, Hollow?
Yeah, this was Sam. What's that? This Hollow.
Yeah, man, we still here. We on that OT hour right now, man.
And you already know. Let me go ahead and get that motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, first fan freestyle that I always do. You heard me?
That's what we waiting for, brother. Go ahead.
You already know, man. Hey, I want C-Gar to get on this, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do, C-Gar. You heard me?
Yeah, we listening. Go ahead, bro.
I want to see God to get in, but you know what I'm saying? If you want me to go in on myself, just let me know.
Yeah,
Oh, no, that was a plug. That was a plug. That C Gutter, that was a plug. He ain't even in right now with us.
All right, then I go in myself. Y'all ready? Y'all heard me? Let me know when y'all ready. I'll get it in. This is what I do.
It's on you.
All right, this is what I do. I'm finna go in. You heard me?
Yeah.
All right, here I go. I go in harder. Meat gets slaughtered. That's why we take out a lesson, just like we raped your daughter. I'm nice, man, and y'all not nicer. Y'all Team Titans, man, and you can call me the Splicer. Yay, throw rice at a wedding. Niggas will get their shit off like half price in the bed. And I don't think that you ready. That's why we'll chop your shit up. Red sauce and spaghetti. Y'all niggas don't want ragu, and I don't think that they want sauce. Niggas is pussy. That's why I'm fucking with your best boss. I'm a king. Matter of fact, fuck that shit. I'm a South shit. Running my shit like Rick Ross. Y'all will get y'all salad tossed, especially if you go to jail. I'm nice upon the freestyle like cigarettes and hells. Yay. So go to the store and just buy me. But I guarantee that none of y'all pussy niggas will try me. This is hollow, man. And I leave you with hollow tips. Every time I get on a mic, the nigga holler the hollow rips. That's why I get up in that bitch like I came from jail. But niggas know I freestyle like I'm straight from hell. Yay. But y'all niggas gotta get up on that shit like niggas better. Cause niggas wanna be like Dev Camp better. Niggas wanna say that they left like football teams. I get that football cream. I don't give a fuck what these niggas hollering. That's why niggas go ahead and put the dollar in. Go ahead and put your cent. Niggas crying, ain't even worth the fucking shit. Get it by the decibels, get it by the decibels. Y'all niggas ain't even fucking standing tall. Nah, I'm seeing hollers, ain't ready to ball. That's why I'm like, ECW ain't ready to brawl. Cause I've been hard and cold since I was growing up. Y'all niggas are bold as shit like 7-Up. And I'm sorry that I killed a freestyle, but niggas not Lil Wayne in my city. Go run this bitch like, he don't wanna show no pity. Give a fuck, cause the nigga's so gritty, I boil above like Rick. Leave him running like shit. Y'all boys get to him like Sega Genesis, bitch. From Starboard, but you're not just graphic. Get up in that bitch like, which one of you niggas have had it? Just like a duo. You can call motherfucking $3 a thing, cause the nigga got duo. Man, I speak laughter. Come around that bitch like a blaster. Matter of fact, I'm preaching that bitch like a blaster. I can tell y'all niggas don't fuck with me like blast. Don't even ask them. That's why I did ask them. On here with the niggas that really wanna talk shit fast shit. You can't stop, come around and manhandle. That's why I'm still blowing like a candle. Y'all boys wanna fuck my city, get mangled. Let me show you what it is. No rope, but I hang you by the hook, nigga. That means when I come through, it's no hope, nigga. A fish kick that's harder than your dope, nigga. Y'all niggas think you mob beat, no scope, nigga. Then I can hear you from a distance, hit you from an instance. Don't even remember this. Go ahead and record the sucking freestyle. Cause you know I'm a lion, and I go wild. Yay, just like cheetahs get beat up. Y'all boys already know how I get cheat up. Day. And I can freestyle for hours, slap these niggas like, your boy from motherfucking, what it was, Hot Times, when that nigga had the fucking powder, put your brains up, the motherfucking brain chowder, y'all boys know how I do it, no hour, I ain't from New York, but I smoke sour, when the niggas crying here, show you how we do the hour, and I do it like forever, holding down my like a motherfucking lover. You can go ahead and freestyle just like Ro. I'm gonna show you what it is. Hollow, just be a pro. And I can do this shit like, who really wanna freestyle? Y'all niggas don't wanna take the mic now. I can guarantee you, Mike Jones, you a dyke now. Matter of fact, fuck it, I can pick you out just like a dyke now. Tight now. Matter of fact, it's tight now. Y'all boys know I'm riding this shit like a bike now. Go ahead and bike. You ain't ready for that nigga, that's why I get up in the morning and I got to go. Go ahead and show these niggas how they have to hold them. I can take a shit at these niggas number coach. That means you ain't nothing but funk. Matter of fact, full filth make you niggas dunk. I mean, duck on you niggas. I feel like Tennessee, I'm fuck on these niggas. Matter of fact, I'm old school, probably old fool. Nigga, you can catch me running through with old tools. Matter of fact, I've been King Hollow with old fool. I'm running just like you fast, you fool. And I do it like blitz. I do it like toilet paper. Who really got the shits when I be Charmin? I'm just cleaning up all the shit. Y'all niggas get ripped. They can just blitz. Give me any beat and I guarantee I'll rip it. Just like a waiter, I guarantee that I tip it. Just like folk, I guarantee that I tip it. Just like a bitch with a mouth, guarantee I lift it. So don't come with the laughter. Come just like y'all niggas don't want the blaster. Come just like the Bible and just faster. Come through the bitch and catch niggas on the raptor. Y'all niggas don't want to see me on the street. Come around the bitch and get your ass on the street. Y'all niggas is too weak. That's why they call me King Holler. You niggas is too weak. Yay. And I do it like I'm supposed to. Y'all niggas around here want to do it like a holster. That's why I paint your blood up on the poster and make sure I burn your niggas like toast in the toaster. Matter of fact, I can kill like 3 feet. I do it like a water hose. You watch your feet. Go on ahead and blow the water. I get the money like goddamn NBA folders. Yay. And I do it like the Lakers. Niggas around here, so much on a faker. That's why I kill these niggas like Undertakers. Niggas out of New York, send you back to Jamaica. I can do this shit forever, like holding down my city like a lover. You niggas around here get severed, that's why they call me the best freestylist. Y'all niggas around here spitting like hairstylist. That's why I do this shit, like who want this? Y'all boys talking my shit, but who bought this? I am coming through like a captor, like God with a rapture. I do this first damn so long.